We are on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara had brought Limudim that the Indian of Shlichas helps by Get. We learn out from Vishilach Vishilcha. By Kedushin, we learn out from the Hekish V'yotza Bahoisa. And by Tchume, we learn out from, it says, Gam Atem L'Rabbeis as HaShliach. So the Gemara asks, V'nichta Ibrachmone B'Tchume. So let it say, a pasuk by Tchume. We can't learn out Tchume from Gerushin, because Ma'ale Gerushin Sheken Yeshnan Chol. But let us learn out Gerushin from Tchume. V'nigma Romine. So the Gemara says, Mishum Dika L'Mifrach Sheken Yeshnoi B'machshovet. That there is a kule in Afroshes Tchume, that you don't need a maise. A machshavi could be mafresh b'machshavi, so it could be there's another kula, that you don't need the maise habaylim, even a shliach will also help. Masha'in came by gerushin, and by kedushin, that you need in order to, you need a maise in order to create gerushin and kedushin, so it could be there you need the maisa of the Baldova himself, and Shlichas will not help. What does Rashi say? B'machashove, noisin einov b'tzadzeh, b'oichu b'tzadzeh, d'chsi v'nechshav lochem trumaschem. Fragte Gemore, b'hodesnan, chabure she'ovat pischo. We learned the Mishnah. There was a chabure of people who were all menuyim on one Korban Pesach, and then they lost the Korban Pesach. Ba'amru le'echot, and they told one of their members, Tzei u'bakesh, go look for our Korban Pesach, and if you find it, u'shchoit aleinu, and shecht it for us. I mean, this was a hectic time, it was Erev Pesach, the Korban Pesach ran away, and so they told him, go and search for our Korban Pesach, and till you'll find this and everything, go into the Beis HaMikdash and shecht it for us. Boholach, he was matzliach, umotza, he found their Korban Pesach, v'shochat, and he shechted it. Now, they were not too sure how successful he's going to be. V'hein lokhu v'shochtu, they purchased a different Korban Pesach, and they shechted their Korban Pesach. Is im sheloi nishchat rishon, if his, the Korban Pesach that he had found was geshochted first, hu oichu misheloi, so he'll eat from this Korban Pesach. This was a Korban Pesach that he was a money on, v'heim oich lemimai, and they'll eat together with him, because they had made him a shliach to shecht for them, and if you're a money on one Korban Pesach, you can't switch to a second Korban Pesach. So the second Korban Pesach is pasul, and they'll eat with him. Minala, so how do we know by Korban Pesach Shluchei Shalodom Kemaisa? Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Va'omru le'echod mibnei chaburosam, they told to one of the bnei ha'chaburah, Tzei uvakesh Pesach ha'ovud, go and search the lost Pesach, Behein oichlin imoy, and they can eat together with him, Sherei asauhu shliach lishchait, they made him a shliach to sheft, v'shalahem posel, and then, so they already was yaitse with the hakrova of this Pesach, v'shalahem posel, minolon v'shluchai shal adam kemoisai v'shchitas kotchem. Now, we have to realize that this is a very difficult Gemara. And what is the difficulty of this Gemara? Naniach, that perhaps there's a mitzvah, Rashi in Psochim says, there's a mitzvah by Kotshim for the Bailam to shecht his kolb. Rashi says, v'somach v'shochat, Rashi says, just like there's a mitzvah of smicha, there's a mitzvah of shchita, there's a mitzvah, fine. Now, on this mitzvah of shchita, now it's debatable, well, is there a parsha of shlichas? Can shlichas help? Maybe you have to shecht yourself. A shayla. Now, let us assume for 1 minute that shlichas will not help. So the mitzvah of shchita, the other bailam of the kovel won't be mekayim, because there's not, because I didn't shecht. Someone else shecht it. Fine. So I won't be mekayim. So where does it say over here that they were mekayim the mitzvah of shchita? So other achronim bring a moira de keraya from this gemara, that this gemara holds that the din is that the bailam of the kolben have to shecht this kolben, and if it is not geshochten through the bailam, it's a posel a kolben. That means, unless it's a din of shluchi shalodim kemaisai, so it's considered like it was nishchat al yedei habailam. And be'emesin, the lashon of Rashi would seem very strongly like this. Ve'hein oichlenimoy, they eat together with him. Shaharei osu shliach lishchait. So they eat together with him because they made him a shliach to shecht. So that means without making him a shliach, it was their kolben. We're talking about that their kolben got lost. And Rashi says the reason they can eat from this korban, because they made him a shliach lishchait. So without this din shliches, they'd be unable to eat. And the second Rashi also seems to be saying this. Minolam de shluchei shel adam kemaisei l'shchitas kochim. So it seems from Rashi that from this Mishnah we see this, it didn't have Shluchi Shalom Kamaisa, Bishchitas Kochim. Where do we see this? So Al Kolchoch, it would seem from Rashi, because if there'd be no din Shlichas, so the Apostle of Kolben, they wouldn't be eitz with the Kolben, because they did not shecht their Kolben. Some Meiradik Echidish. Let us go back to the Gemara. So how do we know by kochim that there's a din of shliches? Maybe we'll learn out from, we have now tumah, we have gittin kedushin. Ma lahanach shken yeshnon choyl eitful kochim. There it's different. There it's midi de choyl. By choyl, the Torah said that there's a parsha of shliches, but kochim is a different concept in Gansen, is a different, and you could be by kochim, there's no din of shliches. So the Gemara says, Nafke lay mid Rabbi Yeshua ben Koch. We learn that from Yeshua ben Koch. The Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Koch, Minayin she shluchai shal odom kemoisai, shenema v'shochetu oisai kol kahal adas Yisrael ben Abayim. The whole kol shechts the kolben Pesach. The chikol ha kol kulon shoichtem. Everyone shechts their own kolben. Blein is shoichet elo echad for a chabure. Elo mikan she shluchei shalodem kemaisa. So for me we learn that shluchei shalodem kemaisa. So frek the gemore nichta ibrachmona bekotchim. So let the Pasuk tell us, let's have this Pasuk by Kochim, which we learn, Afilu by Kochim, this Alocha of Shliches, V'neisu Hanach V'nigmaru Minei. And let's learn out Truma and Geirish and Kedushin from Kochim. So the Gemara says, Mishum Dika LaMifchach, there's a Pirche on this Limud, Malakotshim Shekein Roiv Maaseyim Al Yedei Shliach. By Korbonis, most of the Asiyas HaKorban is not done through the Bailim. I mean, you have the Avoides, which are possible for Zorin. So most of the Avoides HaKorban is done through others. So Memele, there's a Svore to say. So here the Torah was Mekel, that one Avoide that is can be done through the Bailim, it can also be done through a Shliach. But it could be Trume and Gerishin, which we don't have this concept of Roiv Maseim Ayidei Shliach, so could be here the Torah was Makbid, that the Bailim should make the whole Gerishin and Afroshis Trume. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Eitzel Kochim, Kulam Chayl Eitzel Kochim, Afila Truma Chaylu Etzle. When you're comparing Trume to Korbonis, the Trume is also Chayl. So Rimo said, Roiv Maaseyim, Kol Avoidas Hakrovosam, the whole Akrove, Aide Kahanim, Shehem Shluchim, they're Shluchim. So Memele, we can't learn out, from Korbonis could be, it is kill, Korbonis are kill because Roiv Maaseyim Ayidei Shliach. Let us go back to the Gemara. Chode Michode Lo Yasye. Fine. So now we have a Cheshbon, we have three psukim, which tell us the halacha of Shluchai Shalodom Kemaisai. Gitten, Trume, and Kochim. And we can't learn out one from the other. You can't learn out the kochim from Trume and get. You can learn out kochim from the others because it's chayu. You can't learn out get from Trume. Shken yeshni b'machshava. Can't learn out Trume from. Can't learn out Trume from Kodesh, because he had the Spirche, Roi Maaseyim Ayidei Shliach. Is Chode Mechode Lo Yasye. Teisei Chode Mitalti. So let's make a Matzat. Let's learn out, you have three Psukim that tell us Adin of Shliach. So let's learn out one from the other two. So the Gemara says, Hai Teisei, which one should not say, and we should learn out. So the Gemara says, let's start off like this. Le nichtoiv rachmona bekotchim, v'teisei mahanach. Let's learn out kotchim from Trumen Gerishim. Is ma lahanach shken yeshnei chayl eitzel kotchim. You can't learn out kotchim from Trumen Gerishim. It's a double chayl. Could be by koidish. The Torah was makbid. It should be done dafke through the Bible. Le nichtoiv rachmona begerishim. It shouldn't say adin shlichas by Gerishim. V'teisei mahanoch, and let us learn out Gerishin from Trume and Kochim. Tis ma lahanoch, shekein yeshnon b'machshove. We see this akula by Trume and by Kodesh, that b'machshove alone you can make Trume. B'machshove alone you can call nediv leiv oilis, you can be matvis akdusha makom. So, these things have a gewaldike kula. Without a maise, you can create kedushas trume, kedushas kolben. By gerishin, there's no such thing. You need a maise gerishin. So, could be, if you need a maise, could be a tchombo that the shlichas will also not help. Ela leilichtoim rachmona betrume. So, it shouldn't say a posik by trume. Vitese mehanach. And let us learn out trume from kochim and Gerishin. So the Gemara says, Hochinam, you're right. You could take learn out Trume from Gerishin and Kochim. Now let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Shekein Yeshnon b'machshove, Kochim namis nayu b'machshove, Gomar b'liboy loymer shoyer ze oilo, he was Gomar b'liboy, he had Gemira's das. There's a commitment that he's making this shor an oila. Arehu oila. So it becomes an oila. Kedis anya b'shvus per gimel. If you said something with your lips, how do you know if he was a gemira's tas belief? And you can make a kolben to nedivas halev. The teisei mahanoch ma kochim shein kodesh yeshnam b'shliach. Trume shehi chayol like olshkein. So I can learn out trume, which is a lesser darge of kedusha than kochim. So it's chayol legabi kodesh. So if by kodesh it helps shliches, vadig vis by chayol. Ma le kochim shekein roi masayim aydei shliach. Maybe kochim are different because most of the avoid is through shliches. Geirishin yechichu. Ma legeshe ken yeshnan chayol eitzol trume is kochim yechichu. V'chosar adin atzad ha-shove bem sheyeshn ma-yidei atzmoy u-shluchay kemoysoy. There is a common denominator by these two that can be done through the bailam and shliches help. Afani ovi trume. And also, that it can be done through the Bailam and Shlicha should also help. Let us see Taisvitz. Shekein yeshnon b'machshava. The Gemara said you cannot learn out Geirishin from Trume and Kodesh, because both of these have a kule that it can be created with a machshava. Umiyu kedushin. Havo also mi Trume mi Geirishin. Kedushin, you could learn out from Trumin Geirishin. Tripilches male Geirishin shken yeshnam bal kocho. Which the Gemara said before, Trumin Techiach. Male Trumin shken yeshnam b'machshove Geirishin yechichu. So Memela, the Gemara could have said that I really don't need the hekish of a yotzeh v'hoiso to tell me I didn't shlichis. By Kedushin, I could learn out Kedushin from Geirishin and Tumen. Umiyu meyekeshin v'yotzev ha'isa lava motzi shosik ditzrech l'shad roshes. This hekish of a yotzev ha'isa is a very popular hekish. There's many halachas we learn out from that. So if we learn that from v'yotzev ha'isa shlichas also, it's not kefelach. We need this hekish for many halachas. So Memeil, that's why the Gemara did not make an asik about Kedushin. Why do you need the hekish? We can learn that from Ma'atzad. Bekitza, the Gemara erest akashe, how do you know that by kochim, there's a din of shluchish odin kamaisis? The Gemara says, nafkelei mit Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolche, v'shochtu oisei kol kal adas b'nei Yisrael, the whole kol is shechting, one person shechts, v'shluch v'shodun kamoise. V'im taima, frektois viz, amai lo yalev t'shliches mahani b'kotshim, mishchitas poroi shel arayim. Let's learn out from the shchite, d'avoy d'shem ha-kipurim, that the Kohen Gadol shechts his par with the itzrach loymer shahoya bebailim kidechsiv v'shochat es par hachatos asher loy. So here the Torah was meirdik marich to tell us that the shchite is only kosher through the balakom, which was the Kohen Gadol. Parachatos ha-sheloi, a shliach can't shecht mistamim because it's not ha-sheloi. So here it says klol that the shoychet should be only the bailam. So here I have a miut. So it would seem all over, shchita is good through shliches. Because if you say shliches would never be good, so why do you have to specify over here? That means the din of shliches I can't learn out. The Gemara says you can't learn out from b'chala teirat kula that shliches helps because this is chayil. So without any limud,
without any limit, I would know that Shlichus helps. So Taisha says, I have a limit for you. Because why do I need a posik to tell me that Shlichus doesn't help by the power of the Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim? Shlichus doesn't help by Kodesh, period. So Vaishtachois, Davke, here it doesn't help. But all over it does help. So Memele, so that's why that is my limud. So Taisvah says, if we have a miut by the power of the Kohen Gadol, so why did the miut? If by Kochim there's no concept of shliches, because it's Kodesh, there's no concept of shliches, you can learn a Kodesh from Chayu, so why do you need a miut by Par Kohen Gadol, Asheloi, the owner of the bailim of the Kolben has to shecht it. So it seems that after here you have a miut, but in other places if you don't have a miut, shlichus will help. So we could figure out the halacha for shlichus from the miut that it says by Kohen Gadol. So Taisha says, "V'yeshloima dahod ma'itinen mipori shalari." That's true. You have a miut that the poray shel arayim shlichus doesn't help, and another kolbin it will help. That's his thing. Haynu chatos davke, but you can only be mamayit a kolbin chatos. Dum you the poray shel arayim. The poray shel arayim is also a kolbin chatos. But that means not by a kolbin chatos, by kolbin pesach, by kolbin shlomim. Then I have no raya that shlichus helps. Now, what is the difference between achatos and achmein manusha? If I see that shlichus helps by kolbonis, what's the chilek between achatos and other kolbonis? Behind the mishum de bechatos, so they'll just like say over a gilse from the base mayor, he changes two words. The bechatos loiksiv lirtzainoi. That means by a kol machatos it does not say l'ritzoinoi, that the kolben has to be nikrav l'ritzoinoi. We have to interview him first. We have to ask him, are you willing that we should be makrav a kolben for you? By a chatos it doesn't work like that. It doesn't say l'ritzoinoi. So memele is a filo b'kolchoi. That means we can take Bezen comes in and we take from his Yechayev Achatos. I'm not going to bring Achatos. So Bezen takes care of this. We go Mamashkin and Oisei, we take from his possession. We'll take care of everything. We buy a Kolbin and then we'll be Makrevit. And he's screaming Chayev Achayim. Gonished. You don't need your Otzen. We don't need your Otzen. We'll do it. You need a Kolben Chet, a Shuever Chet. So it could be Nikra Shaloi Lotzain, Evel Bar Koch. So that's a unique din in a Kolben Chet. By other Kabbalists need Lotzain, but by Chet it's just a unique din. Vilkach Kima di Isa Lekamon, if Makriven Oisei Bar Kochoi, so you see, there's no great of a need for the rotzen of the bailam afilu. It can be done without the rotzen of the bailam. And it's not done through the bailam. Dinu sheyasa shliach. So if he's cooperating a little bit, he says, fine, l'shech for me. So there could be chatos that helps. Avol shal kabonis le makrivim bal koch. Other kabonis that you need his das packet. So maybe he has to be shechted by Yodayim. Abidin shechalas yishlich, enaf kalomida by Yeshua ben Koch. Shken yeshna b'machshava, the Gemara says, we can't learn out Gerishin from Trume and Kochim, because these two have a kula sheyeshna, ken yeshna b'machshava. Trume d'chsiv nechshim l'chem t'chumascham, v'kochim d'chsiv b'divrei hayomim kol nediv leiv oilos. Fine. Zakta Gemara, so we can learn out, now we just said we can learn out the parsha of Shlichus by Trume from Gerishin and Kotsh. Zakta Gemara, say Bezoi, Ve'elo Atem Gam Atem Lomalis, why need the Gam? you can be mafresh truma. Also, your shliach can be mafresh truma. I don't need a gum for this. I can learn out with a mammoth. I'm outside. So the Gemara says you're 100% right. To tell me that shliches helps, I don't need a posik. No, you know why you need a posik. I need a posik. The posik's coming to tell us something else. The Omar Rabbi Yanai, Gam Atem, also your shliach, is the Gam, is also we makish the Gam to the Atem. Ma Atem b'nei bris, av shluchachem b'nei bris. So here we have a miut that you can make a goy shliach. That's not the posik is telling you she can make a shliach. Can make a shliach, I know you can make a shliach, but here it's coming to tell us a halachem that the shliach has to be similar to the mishalach. Just like the mishalach is a ben bris, so the shliach also has to be a ben bris. So memele, so the pasuk is coming to tell us that you can't, a goy can't be a shliach. Svelt in dumye da'atem. Agavuch, just on the mention, a side point that there's a big machlokes apoiskim. He says in this parsha of shlichus by Truman, it seems we learn out from Truman Kola Perikula that it's telling us guidelines that there has to be a similarity between the shliach and the mishalach. If the mishalach is a ben bris, the shliach has to be a ben bris. Look how the other way around. Also, the mishalach is a goy, so he can be a shliach for a goy. It can be shliach for it. I mean, it's telling us that they have to have similarity. So there's a big machlokes if a goy can be a shliach for a goy. Is there a parsha of shliches for a goy? They're similar. They're both goyim. Or maybe the yisoid of shliches is you need atam ben bris. So the whole parsha of shliches was only said by. The whole parsha of shlichus was only said by Eden, not by goyim. This is very much negay when it comes to mechiras chometz. If a goy can send a shliach to purchase the chometz for him, if a goy has kinyan chotzer, if chotzer mitam shlichus, this shaila is spoken about at length in hilchus chometz. But this is a machlokes apoiskim amasas binyamin. They speak about this shaila if by akum yeshlichus la akum. How the miyut goes, if the miyut is only telling us that these two have to be similar, or the miyut is telling us that that the mishalach has to be a ben bris also. So b'kitza, so the gemara is telling us that the posik is coming not to shlichus. I know without this posik, the posik is coming to tell us. A unique halachas and hilchus shliches that I can't make a goy a shlich to be mafresh trum. So the Gemara says, "Halamalika, you need to tell me a goy you can't make a shlich a goy to be mafresh trum." Midarabchiye bar Abba Omer Rabbi Yochanan Nafke. This I know without this drash from a svare. The Omer Rabchiye bar Abba Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Ein ha'eved nasa shliach lekabel get miyad bailo shel isha lefisha einoi b'teiras gitten b'kiddushin. So now let's just say Rashi and then we'll try to explain the Gemara's kashi. So the Gemara, let's see what does Rashi say. Lechit Rabbi Yanai. Lochi kosev gam l'ribuy shliach mishim d'boy lakushi l'mishalchoi. That the shliach should be similar to the mishalach. L'meima to teach us the vayvid kechovim posel. By a guy is posel. It's not to me the mishalach. L'fisha einoi. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan had said that an eved cannot be a shliach to be mekabel a get for an isha. Out now, an eved is a ben bris. And Eved is a ben bris, and the reason he cannot be mekabel shliches for an isha get lefisha einoi b'toiras gitten ukedushin.
Alme leiboiko de misfore islam lemeima, de midi de loishayich bei leimisabed aleishlich. So let's understand Rabbi Yochanan's memra for 1 minute. Rabbi Yochanan said as follows, Bemison, an eved is in the parsha of shliches, but an eved, if the whole concept of issues in Gerishin do not apply by an eved, they can't have a wife with issues deraisa, so my mother, there's no din Gerishin by an eved, so now for him to be a yad, to be mekabel, a get for an isha, so Mirchen said, misfore doesn't help. If he's not in the parsha, if he's not in the parsha of Gerishin, he can't give a get to his wife. He doesn't have a wife to give it. So the whole concept of ishas and Gerishin are not applicable by him. So therefore, if it's not applicable by me, this whole concept, so mele, I can't do for someone else. That means even though all what I'm doing is she made a shlich lekabola, yodikiyodach, mean she's getting a get, but this is a yad that's creating gerishin, and you're out of the parsha. You can't make gerishin. The whole concept of gerishin does not apply for you. So since it doesn't apply for you, you can't be a yad for someone else. That is what the Gemara says. So the Gemara means to ask, well, let's just understand the Gemara. So, mom means to ask. So, since a goy can't make truma for himself, he's also not in the parsha of truma. That we're going to see soon in the sugya. So, he's not in the parsha of truma. So, you tell me, I can't become a goy. He cannot become a shlich for you to make truma because it's a miyut atam gemata. Forget about the miyutim. If a goy is not in the parsha of truma, the whole concept of truma is not applicable by a goy. So, Vashteitzach, he can't make truma for you. That sounds like a Gemara's kasha. I'd like to mention a ha'ore that I saw in Birchas Avraham, perhaps try a little to answer the ha'ore. The Birchas Avraham asks Samuel the kekasha. He says, here Rabbi Yochanan tells us a yesod that if you're not in the parsha, if you're not in the whole parsha of Kedushin and Gerishin, so you can't make Kedushin and Gerishin. It's not, even though the truk and the maisa you can make, I'm not asking you kabbalah, but if you're not in the parsha, so your maisa of a kabbalah saget will not make Gerishin. Fine. So he asks, Shitas Rab Meir is, Rab Meir holds all the maknad over Shloim Beloyla. Fine. So according to Rav Meir, a goy can make kedushin. The kedushin will be chal lachesh is gairi, lachesh et is gairi. You make kedushin now. The vile, we're still goyim, no problem. I don't want it to be chal now, but goyim now. But I'm giving you the ma'ase kedushin now. Harei at mekodeshes li b'tabazu. When should it be chal? Machishet is gairi, when you become a geyeres, when I become a geyer. So then the kedushin will be chal. But we don't need a new ma'aseh kedushin later. The ma'aseh kedushin is now, and it'll be chal. According to me, all the matzah dover shel baloilam, she can make. So I can make a ma'aseh kedushin for the yid, which will come in existence after geyeres. So fact, the Birchas Avraham, fine. But we just said here, a goy, since he's not in Betoyres getting a kedushin, he can make a ma'ase kedushin. He's not, his ma'ase is not a ma'ase kedushin. So how is this goy making a ma'ase kedushin? As I fragt Rakasha, and he blies by itself here. I thought perhaps we could say, to answer this kasha, what's a murdike kasha, perhaps we could differentiate as follows. Just let's understand Rab Meir for 1 minute. Rab Meir says, "Other makna dovish loy beloylam." So let's speak about a poshita case that I'm going to sell the 200 apples that are going to grow from my tree. Whatever apples, I have an apple tree. Now it's midwinter. There's no apples whatsoever. and I'm selling you the summer crop, I'm selling it to you, we make a maisa kinyan. Sold. Other bakta davish lebloilam. Fine. So, l'chayre, we have to understand, besides the delicate ha'ore, there's no apple, what are you selling? I mean, there's no apples here. Oh, the apples which are going to come about. But l'chayre, in order for you to sell something, you have to be the owner. I can't sell something that doesn't belong to me. So I'm not, if the apples aren't here, I don't possess the apples. How can I sell apples that don't belong to me? I mean, there's a Gemara Bab Metzia, according to Rameya, there's a concept that, I'm a broker or something, so I'm going over to Levi, and I'm telling him, I want to sell you this field. Does this belong to you? No. It belongs to Reuben. But I'm gonna buy it from Reuben. So the buyer, I'm selling you the field that after I buy it from Reuben, it should be, I'm selling it to you. So we're selling adovo shaloi boloilam. I didn't purchase it yet. It's not mine yet, but that's irrelevant. I'm not selling it to you now. I'm selling it when I'll purchase it and it'll become mine. So then automatically it'll become yours through the maisa kinyan, which we made now. Now we made a maisa kinyan. So how can I make a maisa kinyan if something doesn't belong to me? So l'chayre it would seem, according to Rameya, that Rameya holds that since it's a vidadasi, it's biyode to make it belong to me, or it's going to belong to me, so we consider legabi kinyonim al koponim, it's considered like, I'm enough of a violent to make a maisa kinyon. It's not mine to pay property taxes on, but al koponim, I have enough of a violent. Since it will become mine, so I'm considered a bailam an hakna. So, but according to Rav Meir, making a maisa kinyan on something which as yet is not mine, my koyach is because we consider ki'ilo, I already possess this bailas halachically legabi hakna. It's mine to be makna. Become mine, I'll be the dos, or whatever it is. So I'm called now a bailam on that kalka and those pages. So perhaps it could be that the same thing that I'm making kedushin for the ger, la'achashe's guy. I'm the ger. So I'm making the kedushin la'achashe's guy. So just like who am I to be Mekadosh this Yid who is not here? But, no, Pshada, since I'm going to become a Yid, so I'm already a Bailim to be Mekadosh for this Yid, so could be, Legabi the Maisa Kedushin, I have Koiches on Kedushin. We're being Mekadosh for a Yid, and the Yid is me. So I possess now, when I'm making the Maisa Kinyan, the potential koiches I'll receive later. So just like I'm considered a bailam on the peiris, which as yet are not mine, but since they're going to become mine, so I considered I'm a bailam enough to make a maisa kinyan. So I have enough Yiddishkeit in myself now, legabi, to make a maisa kinyan for kedushin. That means I'm making a maisa kedushin for a yid, for myself. The Yid which will come into existence. I'm making my Sikadush, and that is myself. So it could be, according to Rav Meir, you always cheshben the koiches he will receive later, legabi my Sikinyin is ke'ilu he had acquired them already. So memele, could be that's better. So it's called legabi my own kedush, I'm called a bar kedush. I possess koiches of making kedushin. Masha'in came over here, if an eved or a goy is mekabel kedushin for a nisha, I mean, he's a lab by getting a kedushin. Could be, basically. So let's go further. So the Gemara says that you don't need a meat. A goy can't make truma, so for shteitzer, he's not in the parish of truma. It's the rech. Sal kedai tachamine, no.
I would say, Ebed, that what you're telling me of Rabbi Yochanan, the La Barateiro who Klal, that an Ebed is Bechlal not in the Parsha of Gerish. He's out of it completely.
But a goy is betrumah d'nafshe.
This nan, we learned a Mishneh, hoivet kechov vakusi shetomu trumos on trumem,
that if they were toirem from their karke trumos on trumem, so they're in the parsha of trumem. Eime shliach nami ovit, kamash melo.
I saw in a Teresh Shmuel, he says a beautiful vault over here. He says, the Lashon of the Gemara is the Gemara is marich a little. The Gemara is saying, an Eved b'chlal, Eved k'chovan, there is Eved de la barateiru hu klal, abel Eved k'chovan, ma'ave isa betrumet de nafshe.
And look, there's another problem over here. The Gemara says, a Mishnah, he can make tumen.
So what's your, so the whole kasha doesn't make sense.
You're asking me a kasha, if I didn't need a mitzvah of a goy, a goy found the parsha of Tumah.
I said, no, I got news for you, this. A Mishnah and Tumah says he couldn't make Tumah.
Oh, well, sorry.
That's not pshat in the Gemara. He knew the Mishnah to begin with.
So what's the whole shakla of Italia here?
So I saw in the Teresh Shmuel, he says a beautiful vote.
He wants to say one mahalach as follows. He says that There's a Rashi in Gittin. Rashi in Gittin says that how do I know a goy can make truma? According to this Tanne, how do I know he can make truma? So Rashi says, because it says ish, so just like a goy can be makriv korbanos, he can make truma also. Number one, so just like he can make kedushas korban, he can make kedushas truma. So he brings from the Briske Rav in Mesechtes Vach, and the Briske Rav said a goy can make a korban, and he makes a korban. But you have to know, the Kedushas Kolbin of a Goy is not the same like Kedushas Kolbin of a Yid. It's a different Sugengan. A Goy can make it's not the same. Period. It's a different type of a Kolbin, it's a different type of a Kedushas. So Memele, so he says a beautiful Pshat. The Gemara knew this Mishnah all along. A Goy can make Trume. We know what kind of Trume he makes. Goyish Trume. That's a different. That's called the great trume. It's a different type of a trume. Here we're talking about a yid wants to make him a shliach. They should make trume for a yid. That's yiddish trume, not goyish trume. It's a different sort of a trume. I mean, and it's going to become yiddish trume, not goyish trume. So the male is like, "Gemara helps." So listen, he's a lav baruch. He's not betoyres. So the Gemara says, "No. This din of lav betoyres is that was mentioned by an eved." The lav b'tayres kedushin klal, he's b'chlal mufke from the union of gerushin and kedushin. But over here, taki, he's not for himself. He cannot create a yiddish trume. It's a psagoyish. But he's in the parsha of trume. It is a trume. It's not the same caliber and quality of a yiddish trume. But he's in the parsha already. So that's the chiddush of the Gemara. The Gemara is mechadish that the miyut of not b'toyres is only if klal is b'chlal not in the parsha. But over here, he's in the parsha al kaponim for his own trume, so that will be sufficient. The snan oivet kichov makusi shetomu trumos on trume. Ein meshliach nami ovet.
So now he's in the parsha already. So I would think he can become a shliach also. Kamash melon, that Lamai said that he can't become a shliach.
There's not a numi, it's about a gamata.
Frag the Gemara, beautiful. I hear your terence.
But Ula Rab Shimon the potam. Rab Shimon holds that a goy can't make truma, period. A full goy is a truma he can't make. He doesn't make anything.
This nan we learned in a Mishneh, Trumas Oivet Kechovim Midamas.
The Tanakhama says that Trumas Oivet Kechovim makes Dimua. Dimua means the halacha is that if Truma falls into Chulin and there is not 101 chelkei heta kinegedit, it does not become bottle. Tuma becomes bottle bekuf aleph, with 101 heta. Less than that, the whole thing becomes awesome. So it says in the Mishnah, two halachas. Tumas oivet kechov medamas. This is like the Tanik, this is the Tanakam. He holds that if a goy made tume and it fell into chulin, the azor is not allowed to eat the whole chulin. Number one. Number two, vachayovin aleho chaymish. Number two, that if azor by mistake b'shoydik eats this tume, is chayim chaymish. That means, so it has kedushas tume. V'Rab Shimon poita, but Rab Shimon holds it's nothing. A goy is not, the truma that a goy makes is nothing. The condition is truma, period. So according to Rab Shimon, atem gamatem lomali, so now I'm back with my old kasha. You told me that atem gamatem is coming to tell us that a goy can't be a shliach. So I asked you a kasha, need a meal for a goy can't be a shliach. Sure, a guy can't make truma because he's a slab b'tayres truma. So he told me, no, he is b'tayres truma. See, it's medamas, it's chayv chayv. A guy can make truma, fine. But this is a machlekes tanoi. The Tanakama holds like this. Rab Shimon says the truma of a guy is nothing. So if the truma of a guy is nothing, so now he's not b'tayres truma. So he's not b'tayres truma. So we're back with the kashas. So why do you need a meat? So atam gamatam lo moli. So the Gemara says itzra sal kedai tachamin lohoy uvom amar atam buloy arisim. Not coming to be ma'at agoy. Yeah, at, but this atam tells us that there are many this amiyut that many people who perhaps we think they're capable be mafrish tume cannot be mafrish tume. For you, atem v'loy arisim, an oris that has a pesachtikol kinyan in the field, but he can be mafrish truma for you. Atem v'loy shutvim, a shutv that has mamish, a kinyan mishutafes, can be gev miyutim, an apotropis for you, Simon. He's the one that the whole bailim over all their nechosim. He's the one that takes care. Apopikin, he can't make truma. So there's miyuchedike miyutim that by truma you'll need the afroshus abaylam. Atam b'loy ha-toyrem e-shayinei shaloi. Agavuche, the Taisarosh says, this is an explanation for all the three previous halachas, that if it's not yours, whatever rights you have does not give you a koyach to be mafrish truma. So memele, so we see here this psamayuchid kedin in truma that you need mamish afroshes habaylam. Eima atem v'loy shluchachem. So I would say that truma is different. That means I have a, you telling me I can learn a truma matzad from gittin and the gittin and tochim, I can learn how to truma. There's a special miyut by trume which would prevent me from learning it out. I have a miyut of atem. Atem v'lay apotrupsim v'lay shutfim. So I would think that this is a beferish miyut that will asa gamash malon that shluchim is good. So here we learn out that shluchim are good. Agavuche, I forgot, I saw someone ask the kasha. The Gemara asks that, according to Rab Shimon, I don't have to be memayit, a goy, that he can't be a shliach lahafresh trume, because by trume, he's not so he can't make trume because he's blah betoich. That's the Gemara's kasha. Gemara says, you're right. So this gamatam, I don't need to tell me a goy is not good. The gamatam can tell me that a shliach is good. Fine. So someone asks, so lefiya emes,
According to Rav Shimon, I mean, there is a halacha that ain't shlichus la'akum. By truma, I don't need it, this meal, because by truma, some say goy ken me. So where do I know this halacha from? Where do I derive this halacha in shlichus la'akum? Like this, the Gemara wanted to say, the Hekish is coming to tell us you need dumya, the atam, you need the bnei bris. But according to Rav Shimon, that's not pshat in the gam. The gam is coming to tell us tamazoi. So, where do I know the fiyem is that ain't shlichus la'akum b'chol ha'teirikula? The makor is truma. By truma, I don't need this miyut of ain't shlichus la'akum. So how do I know it l'fiyem is? That's my soul. Someone is meirin this kashe. Let us see what Rashi says. Zot Rashi. Hachisin ha'v'loi v'kham ha'yo v'yisa v'truma d'nafshe. She'tomu ha'shel lahem trumas ha'trume. Agoy may trume le yosel le zorim ve ksavar en kini leivet kechov beretz Yisrael. So now Rashi had a few technical problems. Here it says that hoivet kechovim shetolmu trumos on trume. So Rashi says shetolmu es shelohen. That means it drew by them. They took care of it, and they were mafrish trume. So it's trume. So there's a whole bunch of problems now. There's a svore, one man diomol, yesh kinyin la'akum lafkiye mikdushus oret. There's one man diomol we had in Gittin that holds that if Eretz Yisroel belongs to a goy, the it's his mafkiye the kdushus oret. So the gabi, this karka that belongs to goy, it doesn't have any kedushas haaretz. So there's no din trume. That's one problem. There's another problem. Digun oived kechovim is a poet according to one man diyoma. The gemar melochem makes tevel. When it becomes by b'shas gemar melochem, which is miluach, then it becomes tevel. And there's a man diyoma called the digun akum patas min a tevel. So Rashi had a kasha, so by this goy we have all these problems. So Rashi answers, so Rashi takes care of all the problems. Number one, he holds that the bailis that a goy has in Eretz Yisrael is not mafkiya kedushas truma. Number two, he holds that what? That gemar moloch from a goy doesn't pata. How do we know this? It says, So twice it says that Gemar Moloch of a Magoi is no good. So Rashi says, what's the svar of Rab Shimon? The Kosova, Rab Shimon holds, and Miruach Oivet Kechovim Chayiv Betrume. That Miruach Oivet Kechovim is not Chayiv Betrume. V'yalef lo, midegon chavloi digon Oivet Kechovim, b'menoches, u'didei leke miyot acha miyot, matzach lo tzrichi. So Rab Shimon holds, he uses the other degon for something else. So he holds that a gmar meloch of a goy patas. Atem gam atem lomeli pshite loyhavi oivet kechovim shliach the lesser betrume de nafshe. So the Gemara says you need the gam atem itzrich lerebuye shliach letrume mishim dechsiv atem lemutei arisim militrem chelke shabal abayis vapetropes yisoyimim vatrem esheni shaloi shlemidate eima lemutei nami shliach. Rashi says it's not like the Tosfos Rashi, it's a new case. Nami shlich lochi yitzrich gam leribuye. I just on that Teres Shmuel, it brings down, there's a gewaldike ha'ore on Rashi. Rashi says, according to Rab Shimon, the trume of a goy is not a good trume, because digon yos digon over kechavim patas. So if a goy made Gmar Meloche, it's butter from Trume. So this is only like a technical problem. You need Gemal Malach. A guy makes Gemal Malach. It's pathos. So what'll be for evil make for him? I mean, where do you see that a guy is mufka, he can't make tumah? There's only a technical problem over here. If a guy will make biruach for a yid, so also pata digoncha b'le digonakum. Where is his love b'teiras? So I saw in a Teiras Shmuel, he brings that from the Rab Shmuel, that if let's say he makes gemar melacha for a yid, so by a yid there were all the components that were necessary to create a chiyuv truma, a din tevel. It grew by a yid, he had Kedushas Yisrael, and there was Gemar Malacha, and this guy, boom, he goes in his mafkiyah, the whole din truma, with his guy is a hand. So you see that a guy is mufke from truma, he's so much mufke that he takes away, he makes it a fool, by the yid is no din tevel. So there the Gemara understood. So from this we see that a guy is mufke from the whole union of truma, a fool, he takes away potential chiyuv from a yid. Let us see Taisus. Ayvi kechom makusi shetomu trumos and trum. Peresh akuntres liyosu lezorim, dekhsova en kinyin looyveit kechom, beretz Yisrael, lafkiya. That's Tanakama. Umeiruch ayvi kechom mein nipoit min a trum, pemenoch isha alof taim, imi degoncha, degoncha trai zimni, lemuutei digon oyveit kechovim, vimitach imitach lalarabois, מדמאס אם נפלה בחול נשחוס בחיום נעל חיימש איך לא בשייגק גם שמן פייט דקסב אם רוח חייב כחוב חיי בדום ויאב מדגן חבלי דיגן נייבט כחוב או די דיי לקה מיות אחמיות דמאס גלו צרוחי אב קאן לשיין בקושל פירושי דמאס מדפליקי ביש קינין לייבט כחוב. Now this is very unclear. The Mashos Meir, this Rashi never said that the chaylik in yesh kinyan, could be everyone holds ain kinyan. Ubeperik hashaleach pligi bo amiroi, there's a machlekes amiroi, if say yesh kinyan or ain kinyan. So lechayre, according to Rashi, everyone holds ain kinyan. The zichishver the machlekes amiroi. The fellow you won't say like Rashi, so there's a machlekes. But this is very modern. There's a machlekes amiroim and gitin yesh kinyan ein kinyan, and we see here tanoim that we spoke about this. Vein tzvar aloim ed apligi tanoim bepluktet amiroim, lechein peirishri. The tanakama sovet afilu yesh kinyan. This whole thing that Rashi brought in, that the tanakama holds ein kinyan, no, he can hold yesh kinyan. Mashkacha shapir shetvu osoi chayiv betumim. You could have the tvua of a goy is chaye betruma, full of yesh kinyan. Kigoy. Shegod lo shlish bidei Yisrael. First, this tvua grew a third by a yid. So the minute it grew a third by a yid, it is considered this chaye betruma already, because a third it grew by a yid. So a little later, the goy will buy the property with the tvua. The din of yesh kinyan will not help anymore because already was chal achiv trume on this tvua. Ve'im ishem iruach oivet kechavim v'poita yeshlam d'mayri shemolcha Yisrael. So speaking about a third group by a yid, he sold it to a goy, and then the yid went and made gvar melocha. So there's no problem, there's no zaitike problem. There's a miut that lekuach is part of it. Grew by a yid, so how did it get to the guy? The guy bought it. So vaita there's no chiyav of tume. It's speaking about that he purchased it, the guy purchased before Gemar Malachah. And then the yid made Gemar Malachah for the guy. Uptura de lekuach eina la'acha miruach, kein perish chabeinatam. The ptura of lekuach was that there was Gemar Malachah by the owner, and then he sells it, so the second one is potter. But here, the guy purchased it, it's called Zaracha because 2/3 grew by the guy. So there's no Ptur of Lekuach. There was Gmar Malacha by the guy, but the Yid made the Gmar Malacha. There's no din of Ein Kinyin. There's no problem of Yesh Kinyin because Ashlish grew by the Yid. Kein Perish Chabein Etam. Vekoshe. So Mamelus Ataisis took away all the obstacles. So that's why the guy can make Truma. The Imkain, Dum Yidahachi, Paita Rab Shimon. So Rab Shimon in such a case, taking away all obstacles, according to Rab Shimon, you put them in a Truma, or my time. Bishlam at the time, Kadama Bezvach, Dama Rab Shimon, Kotche, Ovde Kechovim, Ein Behem Mila. That the Kotchim of a guy does not in Mila, Mishim Diafinen, Chet Chet Mitrume, ובתרום הכסיב בני ישרוב לא יאיב די כחוב על ממית להם מקרא בהדיה. So there's a gemara in Zvochim that says there's a beferish in miyut by trumas akum by trume it says bnei yisrov lo yakum. So that miyut tells us that a guy cannot make trume, period. That shitas Rab Shimon. So memela, that's Rab Shimon holds that a akum is less of a denapshay. It seems that Tanakama, Bechlal doesn't hold of this. This is Rab Shimon's Adrash. This Tanakama doesn't hold of this Drash of Bnei Yisrael v'lo Yakum. So that's why the Tanakama holds that Akum Isa betrumah dinafshe.